Hello, this is Chrissy. Welcome back to Uniquely Created. I hope everyone had an amazing Easter. At our church, we were able to witness so many people make that life-changing decision to accept Christ. Whether it's 10 people or 1,000 people, it is a privilege to watch people say yes, knowing their lives will forever be altered. And now, it is time for Mindflow Monday. As I've mentioned before, I work a little in retail. If you come into the shop while I'm working, I'm probably going to try to start up a conversation with you for several reasons. One, if I can get you to smile, there's less of a chance you'll be rude. Two, I'll probably find out what you're interested in and I'll be able to give you better service. And three, hopefully I'll be entertained. Now, while I was working last week, two women came in. We exchanged pleasantries, they began looking around, and I noticed that one of the women had a really fun handbag. It was kind of boho, obviously handmade, and was just really unique and funky. I said, "Your bag's awesome." What caught me off guard wasn't her reaction, it was her friend's reaction. Her friend immediately looked over at her friend's bag, then she looked down at her bag, and her face just fell. It was as though instead of saying that I liked her friend's bag, I'd said, "Yeah, I really don't like your bag." And that made me feel really badly just for giving a compliment. Have you noticed that as a society, we compare ourselves to others so much that even hearing someone else be complimented, we can sometimes take it as a slight against us? My children are good examples. If I tell one child that he had a good soccer game, the other immediately chimes in with, "Well, how did I play? Was I good too?" Now, it's hard when one really went above and beyond, and you're not sure if the other was playing defense or taking up botany, picking all the dandelions in the field. So here's my rule. Never stop yourself from saying something good about someone. If it causes someone else to feel badly, that's a hard issue with that person, and that's something you might be able to help that person with. But I never want to be someone who thinks I should call out something positive about someone and hesitates, or worse, doesn't do it. What if God put it on my heart to say? What if he knew that today that person needed to hear that I thought they were really leading well, and I stopped from saying it because why? We're told to encourage each other and build one another up. So shouldn't we be looking for reasons to do it instead of looking for reasons not to? He might think I'm crazy if I say that. She might think I'm nuts. Yeah, they might. It might also be exactly what they were looking to hear that day, and God used you to deliver it. So what do we do about the person who looks crestfallen? Well, there might be a word for them too, or a chance to have a good conversation. Because the purse is probably not the issue, but it might alert you to the fact that there is an issue, and maybe, just maybe, you might be the right person to initiate a conversation that can help get to the root. Or even better, direct that person to God so that he can work on the root. But if someone on my team is serving with gusto, I want to celebrate it, not ignore it for fear that if I say something, the others on my team will think they're doing a subpar job, because the next week they might be the ones we're celebrating. And I'll be honest, if one of my children does great in a game and the other's off catching butterflies, I'm probably not going to tell the butterfly chaser that he did a great job just so that he won't feel slighted. Maybe I'll tell him he looked cute in his uniform, or I'm really glad we didn't have to visit the emergency room this game. But am I going to lie to him? No. I will encourage him to make changes that help him improve. Like, well, maybe if you pay attention to the game and stop hanging on the goalie net. Not to say I've ever had to have that conversation before. But I want my son who tried to know that I saw his effort. So he'll keep putting it out there. I don't want to minimize what he's doing. Sometimes that's all people need is for someone to say, "I see you trying and I'm rooting for you." So here's a challenge. I'm going to do it too. Every day, find at least 4 people you can see something positive in. Call it out. Doesn't matter what it is. Ask God to help you see it if you've got your pessimistic glasses on. The best part is not only will you make them feel good, but you're going to feel good by doing it. Thanks for listening. For more Uniquely Created, follow me on Instagram or like Uniquely Created Podcast on Facebook. Have a great week, and I'll talk to you soon.